pianist Dr. Billy Taylor was born in North Carolina and raised in Washington, D.C., where his grandfather was a co-founder of the Florida Avenue Baptist Church, close by the Howard Theater, an important venue for black performers. He was equally influenced by the music of the black church, classical music, and popular music. Dr. Taylor was responsible for formalizing much of what we call jazz education these days, and for exposing broader, whiter audiences to jazz throughout his career. He wrote jazz piano instruction books, hosted public television's first TV series about jazz. He brought jazz to the inner city neighborhoods with the Jazzmobile Outreach Program, started and hosted NPR's Jazz Alive series, a history of jazz program called Taylor Made Piano, and Billy Taylor's Jazz at the Kennedy Center. Dr. Taylor served as the Kennedy Center's jazz director from 1994 until his death in 2019.
I'm Billy Taylor, and with me today on this program are the members of my trio, Chip Jackson on bass and Winard Harper on drums. Now, they are two of the best musicians in the world. You'll see what I mean as we go along. They do something that all great musicians do. They speak to you in a very special language. Each one speaks in his own way. Now, we all look different, and we sound different, and that's what jazz is all about, making music that is a personal expression of each individual. Jazz is America's classical music. It's one of those musical experiences that tells people who we are and what we're about as Americans.
Dr. Taylor's most enduring composition was written in 1966 in the heat of the civil rights movement. "I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free" has been recorded by countless artists, black and white. Most versions stick to its original gospel feel, others stray more into the pop styles of the moment. Here are samples of versions by Nina Simone, Solomon Burke, Andra Day, and John Legend.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me.
I wish I could give all the love that I have in my heart right now today. I wish that I could help someone who was sadly somewhere going astray. And most of all, I wish I had the answer and the secret to peace. I'd give this to every leader of the world. And then I wish I had the secret of love, for I'd share this with every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl.
Oh, I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them so loud, say them so clear.
Honoring Dr. Billy Taylor and his unforgettable anthem for Black History Month, I'm Robin Lloyd.